The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
I hate to spread rumors, but someone told me that Eric stood in front of a microwave too many times, and now he's got feathers sprouting from his neck.
Some kind of mutation, I guess.
Eric's very embarrassed about it. The doc told him there's nothing medical science can offer him.
Except maybe telling him to wear turtlenecks.
Anyway, thought you should know.
And now here's your chicken man of the airwaves, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, thanks, Todd. By the way, I'm not embarrassed about it. I'm proud of my body, proud of my neck feathers. You know, every now and again, I say something like proud of my neck feathers, and I realize I can't stop joking. It's a problem I have, but I've never been a professional comedian. But anybody who knows me knows that I have a thing for comedy. I love comedy, and I love to talk to comedians. And today, right now, I have Jeff Allen in the studio. He happens to be a professional comedian. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
You're a professional comedian.
It's even nicer they dropped the charges and let me come back to Manhattan.
Isn't that great?
Yes.
Isn't that great? I had something to do with that, by the way.
I think you found a loophole.
Yeah, I'm a friend. No, you really, you're not only are you a professional comedian, you've been doing this like since you became an adult, since the beginning of time. You decided, I want to be funny. I want to hear your story, because I know that you're a man of faith. You're a funny man. And you have a story. So I kind of want to go back to the beginning. But before we go back to the beginning, when you first started doing comedy, you said 1978.
Right.
What was your goal? Was your goal to get on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson?
I had no goal. I was, I was an alcoholic. So if you like to nap, get a job at a mattress factory. If you like to drink, get a job in a bar. So
were you already an alcoholic at that young age?
Yeah, in hindsight, yeah. You know, I was 22 years old. I was working for a jewelry company, and comedy clubs had just really kind of started in Chicago, probably a few years earlier, and they hadn't broken nationwide. So anyway, I was hanging out at the club for a few months, finally worked the courage up, went up on a Thursday. It was Thanksgiving night, so it was a Thursday, open mic. And
it was Thanksgiving night?
Yeah, I was a little...
That's a little sad.
A little trashed.
You were in a comedy club on Thanksgiving night?
Right.
Your family was busy?
I don't know. I probably left them. And I went back on Sunday, and the very large black MC came over to me and said, you're going to have to make some sense tonight. We're still trying to figure out what you said Thursday night. So,
holy cow.
I had terrible stage fright. There were nights that I'd walk up, look at the crowd, run off, wouldn't say a word.
But here's my question. Well, I got a million questions, but... as I said, I love the idea of comedy, but I guess I want to hear the story of how you got to that point. But before we get to how you got to that point, I just want to say, when you first broke in, okay, it's the late 70s, the gold standard was to get on The Tonight Show.
Absolutely.
Or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you ever have a moment where you said, I've made it because I did this or because I did that? What were you doing in the 80s that you, you know, because to try to be a comedian is not, it's a tough living.
That's a great question. I got lucky by 1980, it exploded nationwide. So there was really, I like to say, I got a chance to be paid to be bad at something till I learned a craft. And it took me a long time to learn the craft. And then when I got to New York, I married my wife in 86. We moved to Boston. Boston at that time in the mid-80s was really one of the hotbeds for comedy. And I was able to work there, and then I got into the city. And we moved to Jersey in 88 or 89, and I started working catch in the clubs in the city. But I had just
wait. You know, you're not in a comedy club when you say I started working catch. You think we know what that means?
Catch a rising star.
Yeah, that's what I mean. you're a comedian, so when you say catch, all the comedians know, oh, yeah, Catch a Rising, of course. Yeah. But, you know, civilians, we didn't know that. Okay, so you started working Catch a Rising Star, which was the
place. I was working steady in the city and trying to figure out. I had just quit drinking. And I remember I did an audition for a guy from HBO at Stand Up New York. I did 45 minutes, which is unusual. In a showcase club, normally you get 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So anyway, the Kerry Hoffman, who was the proprietor, gave me 45 minutes to work for this guy from HBO. And I get done, and he goes, why are you so angry? I live in Boston. Everybody's PO'd in Boston.
Yeah. So, have you been to Boston?
Yeah, but I never realized. But it was a time I really, again, I quit drinking. And whatever I used alcohol to suppress came out in the form of rage. And Joan Rivers had a really cool statement. She said, comedy is anger. As long as it stays at 49%, you're fine. When it crosses over to over 50, then the audience gets turned. They'll turn
comedy
on you.
Comedy is anger.
Yeah, and I was about probably 70-30. You know, it was bad. I mean, there were times my wife left in tears because of the things I said about our marriage on stage. And
So it's like therapy, sort of.
Well, it was. And Tammy will tell you. She said, "My God," he said, "I did. I worked inside out. I really did. There was a time where I sat on a stool for like 3 years. I never left the stool." And my favorite story to tell is that I was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'll never forget this, man. It was a midnight show at a hockey rink. They turned into a comedy club. They put chairs in the hockey rink. And I'm sitting on a stool, and I'm kind of just sappy. And I said, you know, why are we here, man? What's the point? You know? And from the back of the room, it was dead. You could hear a pin drop. Dead quiet. Some woman yells, "We'd like to hear some jokes." You know? I said, that's a reasonable request, you know.
Hey, Joy Boy, how about a joke or two? Would that be too much trouble?
Oh, I had agents calling my manager up at the time going, what's wrong with him, man? He quit drinking. He's just this melancholy, sappy. But I did. I've always worked inside out.
Let's go back. Let's start at the beginning here because I want to hear your story of how you got to break into comedy, and then really, you know, you're telling us a dark story here and how God came into that darkness. But let's start at the beginning. Where did you grow up, and what did you want to do when you were a kid?
Well, South Side of Chicago. I wanted to play baseball.
Wanted to play baseball.
Yeah, and I got. I was good, you know. I don't know how good because, you know, I started drinking at 15. So by the time I was recruited for colleges. I didn't want to go to college. I didn't really want to be educated. I just wanted to play baseball.
Yeah.
So I went to a small JC, and then I was ineligible my second year, you know, mainly because of alcohol. And,
now, that's shocking. Why were you drinking? Usually people drink, you know, later in life, but you're telling me as a teenager, why are you drinking as a teenager? Did you have a rough upbringing?
No, I don't know. You know, I guess, you know, you look back at it and no,
I just fell into
it. But everybody
it.
Around me. Yeah. Everybody. And I, you know, I had the affliction. I mean, the minute I drank, that was it. I got drunk at my sister's wedding And that
you
was
know,
it.
No joke. I got drunk at your sister's wedding.
Everybody.
You probably don't remember, right? I don't remember either.
I don't, passed out.
Okay, seriously. So this was one of those things that you just felt. Because this is the story of a lot of people. It's just social drinking. It's just everybody's drinking. I'm drinking. Here's the problem. They become alcoholics. That's your story, isn't it?
Well, it was it. And I knew I was different. I had blackouts. I had, and I drank basically until I passed out. I mean, and most of my friends, even as we matured, even the guys that drank with me at that time. Eventually matured to the point where they had jobs, they got wives, they got kids, and they slowed down a lot, whereas I just kept escalating to the point where, again, I found a job that I can, I can sleep till 3 p.m. and get up. And, I remember working, I worked a strip club in Atlanta, Georgia for 2 weeks, and I had 14 Domino's pizza boxes. I'd get up at 3 p.m, call Domino's, get in the shower, get out of the shower. By the time I got out, pizza was delivered. I'd have one or two slices, and then I'd go to the club, and I'd stay out till 5 a.m. This went on for 14 days. And at the end of the 2 weeks, the guy comes to me, and he goes, boy, I'd like to hire you 28 weeks here and the rest of the year in Lauderdale. I said, I'd be dead. I would literally be dead. I had enough sense to know that this was not my calling. And I said, they hate me. They're screaming. He goes, no, but they stay for you.
My God. All right, we're going to go to a break. Yeah. This is getting dark. Jeff Allen, I'm so happy to know that this has a really happy ending.
It does.
Beautiful story. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around, please. Thank you.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen this week with Overcomer.
Why have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define you?
Overcomer, in theaters this Friday. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Albin and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out. Folks, I use it. I love it. Check it out.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour, and I, among other things, have been trying to explain men to both men and women. Men don't fully understand themselves, and women, totally understandably, don't understand men unless they are explained what men are about, especially male sexual nature, because it's so different from female sexual nature. Years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. So over the course of 6 hours, I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. Once women understand men and their challenges, they'll better appreciate the men in their lives. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
Hey there, folks, it's Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to comedian Jeff Allen. You can find him at jeffallencomedy.com. That's jeffallencomedy.com. Jeff, let me just say
that after I usually do the first segment, I just never get invited back for the second segment. Somehow I always seem to disappear after the commercial.
Is that right?
You guys are gluttons for punishment. I love it.
You know what? We believe in you. We believe in you.
Thank you.
And we're going to make this work. We don't care. I don't care how bad you are. We're sticking with you.
Thank you.
Now, listen to me, Jeff. You've got a crazy story, and it's why I wanted to have you on here, because I thought to myself, this is a story. People need to hear your story because it's dark, but it has a happy ending. Yeah. And so just to let people know, you're on tour now, and you're all
the America
country.
I grew up in.
The America you – oh, the name of the tour.
Yeah.
Is the America I grew up in.
Yeah.
Okay, so they can go to jeffallencomedy.com and figure that out. But I want to get to your story because to get to the happy part, we got to do the tough stuff. So you're an alcoholic, you're abusing yourself. It just sounds tough. Even hearing it, it sounds difficult to listen to. But you, in the middle of all this, you managed to meet your wife, get married. Where were you? Where were you in your career? Let's say in the mid '80s, were you doing reasonably well at the time?
Well, I was headlining comedy clubs,
but
I was in that. That pile of guys that, you know, make, you know, 1500 to 2500, and that really hasn't changed, you know, in 40 years. I mean, that's the rate, and I couldn't seem to break out of that. And then they gradually, as the clubs began to lose favor with the people, you know, they began papering rooms and things, so the money started going down. But I was headlining clubs, and I met Tammy at a comedy club in Cleveland, Ohio. She had a 2-year-old boy when I met her, and I just thought it'd be a neat idea to get married, you know, and because who wouldn't want me, you know? I had a mattress on a floor in L.A. and a 13-inch television and a VW Bug, and I was flying high, man.
Holy cow. But it's interesting, though, as a single guy, you know, look, let's face it. If you're a single guy, you know, you're not going to be living in a cute cottage someplace. You're right. Living for your work, and you're doing it. But you're headlining comedy clubs. That's a big deal. I mean, you know, yeah. You're in your 20s or whatever, and that is a pretty big deal. So you met your wife, and what year did you marry?
We got married in 86.
Okay, but you still were at that time, in retrospect, an alcoholic.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was a binge drinker, so, you know, Tammy didn't see a lot of it. Plus, you know, she was living in Ohio. I was living in Los Angeles. And I met her in November. I asked her to marry me in April. She got pregnant in May. We got married in July. And I went from traveling 50 weeks a year with no responsibility to a wife and two kids. And within a year, I was in a 12-step program.
Well, now that's a pretty big thing. In other words, you saw I mean, I always have to say, you know, God uses marriage, right? That, you know, because suddenly you're in this situation, it forces you to see something you probably were not going to see.
Well, and it was years later when I gave my life to Christ. But when you read Genesis, where it says you become one flesh, that is, you know, whether you believe that's the inspired word of God or not, that's a wonderful metaphor for marriage. I mean, she suffers, you suffer. She rejoices, you rejoice. I mean, it's so, you know, yeah. And I could go either way. You know, the following July, we got married. It wasn't even a year. It was July 5th, I think, where, anyway, long story short, I laid hands on my six-month-old son. I spanked him pretty hard for crying. Tammy took him away from me and sat on the end of the bed and fed him. And that broke me. I couldn't think of anything more humiliating I've done as a man than that. And I told her, if you don't take me to Alcoholics Anonymous, I won't go. And if I don't go, I don't think we're going to make it. So that was the crossroad. So she took me to a meeting the next day, and I walked in, and basically they said, pray. I go, to what? And that set me off. I couldn't get past the third step. I could do everything else. I just couldn't understand the God thing.
It's interesting because they don't set the bar real high in AA, right?
No, they don't.
They talk about you got to pray to your higher power, whatever the heck that means.
Well, that was it. And right? I'm like 6 years deep into this at one point. And people are, you know, you need the higher power, you know. And I go, but what is it? If I'm making up a deity, that makes me delusional. And that works fine until life happens. The death of a child, the loss of a job, you know, all of this. And you're on your knees and you're trying to pray to what? So I understood, and at least intellectually, you know, you talk about head and heart, that God existed or he didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, so if they moved me anywhere, they moved me to agnosticism. I was an uneducated atheist. I mean, I just did. My father told me when I was 14, there is no God and stay away from Christians. So
now, your father, I read that about you. So your father was angry at Christians, and it actually affected you. He told you, don't go there.
Right. Well, and his father was a pastor, and his brother was a pastor. And I think something horrible happened to my father at church, because my understanding was my grandmother told me that my dad brought them to church. My dad started going to church, and then he brought his parents to church, and then my grandfather got saved and then became a preacher. And then my dad's brother, who was much younger, 10 or 12 years younger, became a pastor, dedicated his life to the ministry. But my dad, the mere mention of Christ's name in our home would just set him off on a tirade. And so I'm assuming because of his reaction, you know, I get to give you the exact opposite of that. I had a lawyer in L.A. that put a sitcom deal together for me, a pilot deal. And he says, you a Christian? And I go, yeah. He goes, I tried that. Just didn't take, you know. And that's the opposite of my father. It was just a non-issue with this guy. It was just, I tried it. Like a coat you try on.
It just didn't
fit.
Take.
And then I moved on. And he wasn't, you know, my father had issues with the Christian faith, or Christians, you know. And
you wonder. I mean, listen, we don't need to go there, but there are all kinds of terrible stories. So for you, though, you're in AA, and you care. I mean, it's a beautiful story in a sense that you're real enough to know you need help.
Oh, gosh.
And you go. But, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you go for help. You don't just, you know, a lot of people just leave. Right? A lot of guys, they just leave.
A number of my friends did.
Right.
You know, and I told them that. I said, you're going to come to a point where you're going to look at those wife and kids and you're going to flee, or you're going to get the help you need. And a number of them fled.
Okay, you didn't flee. You go to AA. At what point in AA do you think more seriously about this higher power thing? When does that happen?
From the beginning. I went to a therapist. I got to give you an incident. My wife and I were not getting along. It was not good. And one night I stood on a stool in the kitchen and I screamed at her till she fell to her knees and she's sobbing on the floor. And I put my son to bed that night after things calmed down. And he says, Daddy, you win. I go, what do you mean? He goes, you yell, mommy cries, you win. You know, not one of my prouder moments. And I went downstairs and I told Tammy, I said, I need help. She goes, you think? You know, so I found a therapist and she put Road Less Traveled in my hands, a book. And that started me on the self-help thing. okay, maybe there's answers. And Road Less Traveled was perfect because basically it's a book about problem solving. It's like
the guy who wrote it, M. Scott Peck, he that book was a monster bestseller for like a decade. He wrote another book before that called People of the Lie.
People of the Lie, right.
That book was instrumental in my coming to faith, People of the Lie by M. Scott Peck. He was a Christian.
That was about evil.
Yes, yeah. And that was my issue, was like, does anything exist? So if I believe evil exists, then I'll turn to God, you know. But right. I didn't know that anything exists, but that book. But so you're telling me that that book that he wrote, The Road Less Traveled, was instrumental for you.
Oh, my God. It starts out, I can tell you the opening line, life is difficult.
You know where he got that from?
No.
Freud and Nietzsche.
Well,
both of them wrote that line, life is hard to bear, life is difficult, whatever, right. And he uses it too. And it's, guess
and
what?
Another thing
it's
I got
true.
Out of that book that I still talk about when I go to churches and speak is that true love cannot even begin until conflict enters a relationship. There's no such thing as a loving relationship void of conflict. And that was our issues with our marriage.
So that's how I know I'm in love with my wife.
That's it. Well, that's exactly because it. Because my son said to me once.
No, I did.
But that's my son says, how'd you know mom was the one? I said, because she was worth the hassle. I fled conflict. I fled conflict my entire dating life.
Oh, my God.
And that's why it resonated with me. It's like every girlfriend I ever had, when conflict entered, as it always does, I fled.
Yeah.
Tammy, conflict enters.
Yeah.
I fled, but then I wanted to go back.
Yeah.
So that's how I knew she was different.
It's weird. In a sick way, that's really beautiful, Jeff
that's
Allen.
That's why they don't have me on focus.
We're
going to
go. That's what we're here for. Whatever they won't do, I will do here. Okay, folks, you can go to our website is metaxastalk.com. I hope you'll go there. But go to Jeff Allen Comedy. I promise you, Jeff is normally very, very funny. We're just getting into some nasty, dark stuff. Go to Jeff Allen Comedy. You are just playing everywhere across the country. I mean, I don't know. I can't even read the list. It's so long. We're going to be right back talking to Jeff Allen. Stick around.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says any military intervention against pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong should draw a strong response from the United States. He says that it could include booting out more than 400,000 Chinese nationals from U.S. universities. General David Berger, the new U.S. Marines commandant, says he's concerned about the deteriorating relations between Japan and South Korea. He says the nations have common interests, such as the threat posed by China, and he hopes that politicians will work out a resolution. In consumer news, the U.S. Department of Commerce says it's reached a tentative deal with Mexican tomato producers to prevent unfairly cheap produce from reaching American consumers, heading off a potential 25% tariff. The U.S. imports about $2 billion worth of Mexican tomatoes yearly. On Wall Street, the Dow had 278 points. This is SRN News.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-600-3010. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-600-3010 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-600-3010 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-600-3010.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, everybody. This is Dennis Prager. You know, every week I have the male-female hour. And years ago, I recorded at a synagogue, in fact, a four-part series of lectures called Men's Sexual Nature. I talk about adultery, pornography, values, and sexuality, what men want, what they're like, what their nature is. This is the best thing I ever did on male sexuality. The complete four-part series is now 50% off in the Prager Store. Go to PragerStore.com.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me. Well, I'm losing weight and I'm turning mighty pale. Looks like I've got a tiger by the tail.
Hey, folks, that's Buck Owens. We tried to get Buck for the show, but he's dead. I wanted to go dark because Jeff Allen is
That's right.
There.
Mr. Sunshine is back dark. For segment three.
He died. We couldn't get him. Jeff, your story is a dark story, but as I said, it has a happy ending. But when you do comedy today, what do you talk about? Do you talk about this stuff or do you talk about the America? What is the title of your...
Well, the America I grew up in. And that, the genesis of that came, I just took my granddaughter to a playground and realized that we it's a different world, you know. Just on the slide. The slide she has to go down is a scoot.
It's a scoot?
She goes 4 inches and stop 4 inches. It's plastic. It's 6 feet high, you know.
What good is it if you can't possibly get a fractured skull?
Well, that was it. You know,
I mean, come on.
We had a 6-story high solid steel. You know, in July would hit a temperature of about 285, lose a couple layers of skin on the way down, another layer when you hit the gravel.
Gravel.
Like a flat rock.
Back in those days, you hit gravel. There's no rubber for these soft kids today.
And now it's wee papa, wee papa, wee. Every 4 inches, wee.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding. Stop it. It was awful.
All right, listen.
But that was the genesis of the whole show.
I appreciate the comedy, but I want to go back to the bleak Jeff.
Yes.
To the Jeff in the middle of this hellish experience.
I'm with you.
But seriously, so you're in the middle of this. You've described some really dark stuff. And at what point does God enter the picture for you? Because you're in AA, you're working the steps, you keep getting stuck at three. At what point does number three come into the picture?
I started with the self-help, then I went to the New Age and the Buddhism
You
stuff.
Did?
Yeah, I went through all the self-help, Bradshaw stuff on family dynamics. Again, I knew there was something inherent, there was something wrong with the machine. So you get a manual, find a manual. You know, so I read voraciously, and I never read a book my entire life. Until I got sober. I mean, I never did. I barely got through high school and never picked up a book. I read magazines, if I read anything. So anyway, I'm reading voraciously, and I'm going. I went to a therapist for about 6 months. And
what happened there? Did you kill him? Be honest.
No, it was a woman. I figured my problem was a woman. You know.
So you're going to go to a woman therapist?
Go to a woman therapist. I thought she'd pat my hand, tell me you can leave your marriage. And matter of fact, she looked me in the eye and said, if you came here looking for permission to get a divorce, you came to the wrong therapist.
So it sounds like you came to the right therapist.
I came to the right one. And
that's terrific.
Matter of fact, at one point, I'll tell you how broken I was. At one point, she says, do you love your wife? And I said, I don't know. I honestly don't. And I don't know. She says, you want my opinion? And I said, I value your opinion. She goes, I think you love her deeply. You wouldn't be going through what you're going through if you didn't. So at least take that to the bank, you know, and you'll figure out how to love once you get things fixed. So anyway, I went through the Road Less Traveled, Bradshaw stuff, Melody Beattie stuff. Then I got into the New Age and Buddhism and stuff, and then eventually wound up on Ayn Rand. And Ayn Rand was... Believe me, if I was not a believer today, I'd be an objectivist. I loved Ayn Rand. When I read Atlas Shrugged, I thought I found...
If objectivists weren't stupid, I would be an objectivist. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so go ahead.
So anyway, I meet a guy on the road. I hear about a guy. Again, I'm an avid golfer. And
what do you mean again? You haven't mentioned that on the air. You're an avid golfer?
I'm an avid golfer. That was my sanctuary.
Really?
I would go home and everything was... just stressed out at home, so I'd just go hit golf balls at the driving range.
Right.
So anyway, I find out about a guy that's a businessman. He's worth millions of dollars, and he's doing comedy for, you know, whatever, $100 a week. He's an opening act at the comedy club. So I call my agent. I go, I want to work with this guy. Because of his wealth, he can get me on, like, Augusta National, some really nice golf courses.
So you're looking at the golf angle.
Yeah, and again, I'm a marriage. We filled out divorce papers, had them notarized. We were driving to the courthouse at one point, and Tammy changed her mind. We were like 10 minutes from filing divorce papers 20 some years ago. I mean, it was years to get there. But anyway, I get on the golf course with this guy, and you're talking, and I'm trying to figure out how to accumulate wealth. That was my goal, talking to this businessman, because I figured I had already filed bankruptcy. We lost everything financially. Because you try to salve these wounds materialistically. And anyway, he says, you can't begin to enjoy the creation until you have a relationship with the one who created it, in essence.
This guy says it to you.
Right. So I didn't even know this, but he was a devout Christian who my father told me to stay away from. So, but because of his wealth. And at one point, he said to me, he goes, you don't want money. You can't handle what little you have. He says, it would just cause you a lot of problems. He was a brutally honest man. And, anyway, before we left, he said, I'd like to sign you. I like you, which really was a surprise. I was an angry, bitter, jaded, cynical, foul-mouthed human being, and this guy wasn't. And anyway, he says, I go to a church in Denton, Texas. Tom Nelson's the pastor, Tommy Nelson. And I said, I think he teaches the Bible the way you'd enjoy it. He doesn't condescend. He doesn't talk around the hard issues and things. I'd like to sign you up for his tape ministry. So anyway, he did, and they came, and I never opened one up. But for a year and a half, we had this friendship that we talked about things, you know, and always ended this conversation the same way. How are you and Tammy doing? And I go, not too good, Phil. I think she's going to leave me. I'm trying, but I just can't stop blowing up and breaking things. And he said, we pray for your marriage. And I said, why? He goes, well, we just think marriages are ordained from God, and they didn't put you together to make two children and then leave. So we'd like to see you make it. So anyway, after about a year and a half, I opened up. The first Bible tape I ever listened to was a book of Ecclesiastes.
And Ecclesiastes? I've never heard that one before.
I know.
That's usually not the one that you know, cracks things open. We're going to be right back. I'm talking to Jeff Allen. You can go to jeffallencomedy.com. And you can find out all the tour dates. And he's really funny on stage. We'll be right back.
All around there are girls and boys. It's a swinging place. A cell full of noise. It's got an atmosphere.
Hey, folks. Eric Metaxas here. I know full well that if you're in any kind of pain, maybe back or neck pain, shoulder, hip or knee pain, you have some options. For example, you have Relief Factor, a 100% drug-free supplement that helps your body deal with and prevent an even lower inflammation. Or I suppose you could rub all kinds of goop all over the parts of your body that hurt and do that a few times a day. And of course, you can use over-the-counter drugs or even prescriptions. We know about those. So let me ask you, why do you think tens of thousands of people like me are now taking Relief Factor every day? Well, I think it's because they're in less or no pain. In fact, I've gotten to know Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, and that's why they created the three-week quick start pack to make it as easy and as inexpensive as possible to get you out of pain, too. They're on a mission to get you out of pain, and I have joined them. Order the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95. It can be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. You have to go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Most people who order the three-week quick start pack continue to take it because it works. That's why I take it.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-519-0447. That's 800-519-0447. 800-519-0447. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free.
Just pay shipping and handling.
No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Superbeta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-424-8908.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
I couldn't sleep at night. All I could think about was my credit card debt.
I knew I couldn't get a loan, so the thought of owning a home or a new car seemed totally out of the question.
I was afraid to answer the phone, and I dreaded the mail.
It just felt like my credit card debt was this deep pool, and I was just drowning in it.
This might be you right now, and you should know you're not alone.
There is hope.
Right now, certified counselors at Trinity Debt Management are standing by and ready to help you, not judge you.
One call to 1-800-990-6976, and you'll find hope to live your life out from under the weight of credit card debt.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment.
Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Ah, shut up. Hey, folks. Hey, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm talking to Jeff Allen. Jeff, I got a comedian to crack up. Pretty good. Yeah. Hey, Jeff, all right, we're talking about some dark stuff. We're going to get there, folks. Stick with me. So your wife's, you think she's going to leave you, but this guy comes into your life. He sends you to Tommy Nelson's church. And at what point you said you heard something on Ecclesiastes?
Ecclesiastes. And to sum up what I got out of my first sermon ever was this. And life without God will have no meaning. Without meaning, there's no purpose. Without purpose, you might as well off yourself, commit suicide.
Right.
That kind of summed up. That kind of summed up my 8 years.
Did you commit suicide?
Not at all. I'm here. All right.
You got to ask the question because you never know.
I know. Yeah. And anyway, that was exhilarating to me. So I had a year and a half's worth of Bible tapes saved up in manila envelopes. Tammy had gone to Ohio for the summer. She had to get away from me. She says, yeah, you're draining me. And figure out what you're going to do with your life. I was getting out of comedy. I really couldn't figure out what I was going to do. I just couldn't get on stage anymore. And I started studying the Bible. I listened to about a year and a half's worth of tapes in about 3 months. I had nothing else to do. My two favorite books for the longest time were Ecclesiastes and Job. That ought to give you an idea.
That's bleak.
I know.
You strike me as a bleak fellow.
Yeah, but another thing I got out of Solomon's conclusions, this is Tommy's Ecclesiastes series, which is brilliant, but it was happy. If happiness was an act of human will, we'd all be happy. We would just will ourselves happy. And I did all that New Age stuff where you affirm yourself in the mirror.
Just change your thinking.
Well, that's it. You're God, so you affirm your entire being. You know,
That's Marianne Williamson.
Right.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I read a few of her, but Tammy said, don't you have some of her books?
Let's just tap into the dark forces. Maybe they can help us now.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, Genesis 1:1, which I heard later on, Francis Schaeffer said, was the most pregnant verse in the Bible, you know, in the beginning God. And that broke me. I got on my knees. I called my friend up. I was sobbing on the phone. You know, there's a God. He goes, I've been trying to tell you for a year and a half. I go, I know, but I didn't know. He goes, what's your problem? I said, I'm about blasphemy. I'm about cursing him, dying, you know, denying him, all of that. Why would he want me? You know, and he says, get to the cross. I go, oh, what's that? He goes, I don't want to ruin the ending. You know? there was a point where, you know, the revelation happened and I could not deny it anymore. And I just got on my knees and I said, this is yours. This me. I'm yours.
Yeah.
Whatever that looks like, whatever that is, you know, which is sort of like driving a 72 Yugo into a Lamborghini dealership and telling them I'm willing to trade you even up.
You know, you should be a comedian because those lines, come on. Now I know that you go to churches and places and you tell your story and there's comedy in it. We're doing the mostly serious version of it here, but the ending, I mean, honestly, when you talk about some of this dark stuff and then you tell me somehow in the midst of all that hell, God manages to reach you and you manage to respond, and all these years later, you know you made the right decision.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But that's an amazing – there's a lot of people out there. They're struggling right now. They're listening on the radio. They don't know where to go. They don't know what to do. You know, and I think that it's important for people to understand that you don't become a Christian by being nice. A lot of times you become a Christian by going to the bottom and realizing that there's nowhere else to go. God is my only hope. And by the way, he's real.
Yeah, and I didn't have the road to Damascus moment. You know, it's almost as if I mean, I always say if God had sat me down when I got into the 12-step program and said, here's what I'm going to put you and your wife through for the next 8 years. But at the end of those 8 years, I'm going to introduce you to my son, Jesus Christ. All you got to do is sign on the bottom line. I wouldn't have signed on. You know? But that's why he doesn't necessarily reveal his plan. But it's almost as if he said, I'm a skeptic at heart. So I want you to exhaust everything. I always tell churches, you can walk into Barnes & Noble, there's 1,000 bookshelves of books of man's attempt to find meaning apart from God. The Bible hasn't changed in thousands of years. So it either is the inspired word of God, and that's what I believe it is, because I used to open it up and look at it in hotel rooms, and I would say, speak to me. I mean, I heard it, and it never did. Then there was a point, that moment in my living room, when I heard meaningless. What? That it spoke to me. It breathes into me. And it's funny because I love the definition of inspiration as being God breathed. So it's like I was just doing a fundraiser for a brilliant ministry. It's just a small ministry down in Alabama. This guy got into the ministry after 21 years in the armed services, realized he didn't like what he saw in ministry. So he started his own ministry. And I said, this guy could have been on Wall Street. He's, you know, it's like you get out of college and you say, I'm gonna go to Wall Street and make millions of dollars, and then God breathes. All right, maybe I'll work with the homeless.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know.
Right.
You don't know. But
right.
If you're open to the breath, if you're open to his
right.
breath,
right.
then things change. And my comedy changed overnight. And it wasn't the material that changed. It was me that changed.
Okay, so you're no longer the white red fox. Come on. Hey.
Hey, I would mind.
Can you imagine? Actually, we don't need to talk about Red Fox, but there's certain people that are so funny. Like the lines, if you look at the writing of Sanford and Son, like it's not that funny, but he delivers everything. You cannot not laugh because
right.
he is funny.
Right.
I mean, there's so many different kinds of comedy. I want to talk to you about everything. Let me ask you. So right now, when you go on tour, are there certain places, like if a church invites you, where you'll give your testimony? If they ask.
And I did. I was at the Improv in Irvine 2 weeks ago, and I'll take a minute at the end of the show and go, it would be remiss of me and almost criminal for me not to give God the glory. I would not be here today without his grace and forgiveness. I am the grace and forgiveness of my wife. And I said, I have an earthly reference to the heavenly reference. Without her grace and forgiveness, I couldn't understand his grace and
right.
forgiveness.
Well, and that's why God, he uses people. A lot of times people get very cerebral and theological, but the reality is God chose to use people. And if he didn't choose to use people, we wouldn't even be here.
No, we're his right? instruments.
When we come to faith, he doesn't say, okay, you're done, come on up. He
right.
wants to leave us behind so we can do his will and show him to other people. We're going to go to another break. We'll be right back with Jeff Allen. You can go to jeffallencomedy.com.
Hi, my name is Ryan Bourne.
And I'm Danica Bourne.
And we're the owners of South Coast Tax.
We started our company 10 years ago in an effort to help our fellow Christians experiencing tax issues resolve their matters by taking a simple three-step approach.
South Coast Tax are Christian-based tax accountants and attorneys that specialize in releasing bank levies, wage garnishments, and filing complex tax returns. We are the leaders in acceptance of offers and compromise with awesome results.
We're also a small firm who will treat you like family, not just a number.
Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176 for a free consultation, and we'll take the time to explain all of the programs that you qualify for in order to allow you a fresh start.
Proverbs 15:22 says, plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. Call us today at 1-800-TAX-1176, and together, we can help achieve this goal by putting the IRS debt behind you for good. Again, that number is 1-800-TAX-1176.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump speaking this hour at the American Veterans 75th National Convention in Louisville, Kentucky.
To every veteran here today, all across our land, thank you for your noble and incredible service. It's an honor, really, of my life. I understand that I'm the first commander-in-chief, first president to address you and be here, and that's something that's very special.
The president touting his administration's priorities to improve medical services for veterans and to strengthen the U.S. military. The Trump administration moving to end a longstanding federal court agreement that limits how long immigrant children can be kept in detention. The new rule would let the administration keep families in detention longer than 20 days, though that's not the goal. On Wall Street, the Dow ahead 202 points. This is SRN News.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen this week with Overcomer.
Why have a season with one runner?
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer, in theaters this Friday. Starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Yeah, it's a little river band rocking out. Dave Herman, my friend, Albin is not here. Albin is, he says he's on a men's retreat, but you know... You're the associate producer. You know, and I know.
That's right.
His wife doesn't know that he has another family in the Dominican Republic. And so he goes down to the DR. He makes excuses to his dear wife, Anne, what she puts up with. The idea that he has another wife and family in the DR, he escapes there. He has a whole other life. It's not right. But you know what? Who are we to judge?
I thought this was secret. I didn't know you knew.
To quote the Pope, who are we to judge? Actually, I don't even know about this. But do not, please, if you're listening on the air to this program, please do not share this with anybody. This is just family, okay? But we need to know. All right, so we've got to talk about food for the poor. We are doing a fundraiser, as you all know. This is important, okay? A big part of this program, it's sort of part of our DNA. We try to do things like this periodically. We partner with organizations whom we trust, in whom we believe because they have a track record. We've worked with them. Salem Radio has worked with them for years. Food for the Poor is on the ground in places like Colombia, South America, actually on the border with Colombia and Venezuela, which is falling apart. Families are coming across the border, fleeing socialism, and they're in big trouble. So what happens? Basically, NGOs, great organizations like Food for the Poor, step up, which means you and I have to step up. That's why I'm talking here. I want to say that you can call or you can go to the website. We want to reward you. There's all kinds of stuff we want to do. We've got a gigantic grand prize drawing. Anybody who gives anything. So this could be a kid listening. You say, I want to give $10. Whatever you give, you're going to get entered in a grand prize drawing. It is a ridiculously huge grand prize. It's signed copies of multiple books that I have written. Not everyone, because I've written like 30 children's books and like 12 adult books. But it's a ton. It's like 10 adult books, tons of the Donald books, signed everything, T-shirts, mugs. Like, you're going to get a crate, and it's going to be – you're going to want to film this, because this is going to be so huge. So we want to entice you to give something. Somebody out there is going to win this drawing, and it's such a big drawing – that you're probably going to have to give it to a library or something. You're going to say, what am I going to do with all these books? I don't have time to read them. And unless you're very young, you won't have time to read all these books. So
if you want to learn Dutch, if you want to learn German, the books are available
actually,
in other languages.
You know what? No kidding. Thank you for reminding me, Dave, because that's exactly correct. We are sending – this is not a joke. Part of this package, you get a huge Bonhoeffer book in Dutch. Who doesn't want that? It's in Dutch. You can give it to all your Dutch friends. They're going to fight over it because you know how the Dutch are. Very cheap people. They're going to fight over it. They don't want to buy their own copy. You're going to be able to give this to your Dutch friends. We have German books by me. All these books in different languages. We have Chinese, Bonhoeffer and Chinese. It's like a smorgasbord. It's a cornucopia of craziness. And we want – so this is a big grand prize. Somebody's going to win it. You may want to give it to your school. You may want to auction it off for a cause or something, because it's going to be a lot of stuff. But in order to do that, you have to – in order to win, you have to enter. In order to enter, you got to give something to Food for the Poor. So I'm just saying this, folks. The contest is not going to last forever. Jump in today. I'm going to give you the phone number. You can go to MetaxasTalk.com. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, you'll see everything right there when you click on the banner. But if you don't want to do that, you just want to call, pick up the phone now. We really need your help, okay, folks? This is – we're not kidding. We need your help. 844-863-HOPE. 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 Anybody who gives $500, you can come into the studio and visit us, and you'll get all kinds of swag when you visit us. You can bring your family. You can bring anybody you want. If somebody has $10,000, they want to get dinner with me. I always offer that. That's a wonderful gift for somebody. We do need your help, folks. MetaxasTalk.com or 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. Portions of today's program are sponsored by Food for the Poor.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.